Today's daf in Masechet Menachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Kuf Gimel, and we're holding right at the Halakha Mishnah. HaOmer, Hare Alay Mincha Min HaSeorin. Suppose somebody makes a neder, that doesn't really make sense. He says, I want to bring a mincha, but it's supposed to come from barley. Now, there is no such mincha. I mean, there are menachas from barley, yes, but they're not in your hands to bring. You have a mincha zaomer, which, of course, you can't bring. That's a mincha zibur. And you have a mincha seita, which you can't bring unless it's actually called for by the Torah. So, therefore, your neder didn't make any sense. But you were mechayev yourself in a mincha right at the beginning. We'll see what the logic of this is, because we know that this is a big machlokas and gets into Beis Hillel, Beit Shammai, and the question of whether Adam is nitfas at the beginning of his words or at the end of his words, or whether Hegdash Betos is considered to be Hegdash. A lot of various subtle issues are involved here. And we'll take Rashi's approach, which makes everything sort of reduced to only some of the issues instead of taking them all. And therefore, we'll try to figure out in the Gemara whether the reason is because he said the first word was Hare Alay Mincha, and the Min HaSeorin didn't make any sense, and we ignore it, or whether the Hare Alay Mincha was a commitment, and then he's trying to change his mind about that commitment by saying Min HaSeorin, so he's trying to invalidate what it was that he said before, and you can't have Charata if it's Hegdash, and so on. There's all types of alternatives. Let's leave that to the Gemara. But in any event, the Mishnah is saying the neder is chal, but you have to bring the mincha that is the Torah's chiyuv of the mincha, and that is only a mincha that is brought from Solat. And therefore, your first words, Hare Alay Mincha, is all that counts, and he has to be of his Solat. Let's say he says, Hare Alay Mincha, below Shemen, uvelo Levona. There's no such mincha, unless it's a mincha schote in dalei dalos of a korban olah v'yored, but you can't be neider that. And therefore, here too, he said, Hare Alay Mincha. Well, we ignore the below shemen and below levona. He was b'chayev himself a mincha. He's got to bring it with shemen levona. If he says, Hare Alay Mincha, for only wachatzi isaron. Now, that chatzi isaron is no such mincha. Yavi isaron shalem. How about if he said, I'm going to bring a 1.5 Yisaron Mincha? Nope. He's got to bring two full Yisaronot. There's no such thing as a half Yisaron Mincha. Rabbi Shimon says, no. In all the above cases, there's no neder at all. Because this is not the way to be mechayev yourself a Mincha. Shloit nadev ki derech hamit nadvim. If you don't say a neder the way it's properly stated, and you're trying to create something that doesn't exist, the neder isn't chal at all. We don't split the neder into two parts and say, ignore the latter part, which is ridiculous. We just say the statement is ridiculous. Okay, so let's take a look first at the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says, even though you said, I'm going to bring a mincha from something that it doesn't make any sense, you say you're going to bring it from Saori, you still have to bring a regular mincha. But why? Isn't this a neder with a built-in petach? Now, the word petach over here doesn't mean literally petach. I don't need to remember. A petach literally means that a chokham, if somebody has charata, but he can't say that he wouldn't have made the neder. But he has charata now. So we have to figure out some way that if he would have been aware of X at the time, he wouldn't have made the neder lechatchila. That's called a petach. So we keep questioning him, would you have made it under these circumstances, under those? Would you have, if you had realized the X or Y or Z? That's a petach. This has nothing to do with a petach, but we're sort of using the term petach as a way to bust open, which is what a petach means, to bust open the neder. So this should be the equivalent of a neder that makes no sense because, look, the moment that you said, betoch kedei dibur, you said the words that undo the words that you had said before. I mean, usually we say, look, if you changed your mind, you know, you must have just tried to undo what you did by making it meaningless. And therefore, why would it be chal? Omar Chizkiyah, you're absolutely right. This Mishnah is actually going according to Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai always holds the Amri, Tfos Lashon Rishon. if you make some neder, and the first part is contradiction to the last part, he doesn't say, let's take a look at the whole thing. He says, okay, the first thing that you said is immediately tofes. So in this case, you said, arei la mincha, that's immediately tofes. Now, what you're trying to do is get out of it. You can't get out of it. Once it's tofes in kachim, you can't change it. Where do we see such a shita in Nazir? It's not. A rainy Nazir, a guy makes himself a Nazir, but he says, I'm a Nazir, but I'm only a Nazir from ice cream. So he wants to be a Nazir who is not allowed to eat ice cream. Okay, if he's got a problem with his weight, he should go to the gym, you would say, and not worry about making himself a Nazir. However, Beit Shammai says he is a Nazir. Why? Because he was trying to get out of his very own Naziris, and in fact, we take what he said first. And Beit Hillel Omrim, no, there's no such thing. And therefore, he's not a Nazir. So the question over here really concerns all types of other issues, which is also, is an Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatola or not? Because Beit Shammai says, listen, a person doesn't stam make nonsensical statements. And therefore, he knows this is nonsensical, and he's trying to basically get out of what he said. And he first made himself a real Nazir, and they said, oh, heck, what did I do? I meant ice cream, of course, right? So even though usually the halacha is that anything that he says, betoch k'dei dibur, he can undo. But Beit Shammai holds that you cannot make that determination that I changed my mind when it comes to kachim, because kachim is made with a very special commitment, and therefore there's no charata by hegdish. So that's hegdish toes is still considered to be hegdish. This is basically the way that the Gemara there explains the machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. So we're taking a lot more into consideration than just the issue of whether the betchilas dvarav adam nitvas or not, because it obviously requires more than that in this case, because otherwise why can't you in fact undo a dibur betoch k'dei dibur? That's normally the halach of dibur. Beit Hillel, however, says no, he's not a nazir at all, because as we're going to see, you didn't. That was the lashon we just had in the Mishnah. He wasn't neider, which was the derech of the Nodrim. So that, the Gemara is going to explain later, is going according to the Shita, that we look at a statement in its entirety. And it has to make sense. And that's called Af Besov Dvarav Adam Nitfas, and that's the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, and that's how we understand the underlying issues of Beit Hillel. Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't think you have to learn our Mishnah like Beit Shammai. You could even say it's going to be Beit Hillel. Okay, but I have to add something. If it's going to be like Beit Hillel, so then the way that Beit Hillel would have said in the ratio, that even though he said something nonsensical, it's nonetheless b'chai of him, that works out according to Beit Hillel in one particular case. And that is, we say to the guy, listen here, you said you're going to bring a mincha from Seorim, but there is no such mincha. So the guy says, oh, had I known that, then I wouldn't have said that. I would have said, I want to bring from Solet. I made an honest mistake. So in a case, according to Beit Hillel, where he's not trying to change his mind, and we do not have a contradiction, we have a simple error. So in that case, he really stands by what he said. I do want to bring a mincha. Now, this is not the same as what happened in Nazir, because if a person says, I'm a Nazir from ice cream, there's nobody who really thinks that there's a Naziris from ice cream. But there may well be a person who thinks, I'm sure I've heard of menachos that are brought from Seorim, and he's right. There are menachos brought from Seorim. It's just he can't bring one. So there, it's a logical mistake, and therefore we understand that that was the meaning of his words. It wasn't a contradiction. He meant a type of mincha that can be brought. If I don't mean that, so then it should be solat. That's what I would have said if I had known. But that doesn't necessarily mean that in the case of the Naziris, we would have said such a thing. It's not always that the person can say, Ilu yadati she'en nodrin kach. If it's a davar pashut that he knows, then he can't explain his words that way, and then we would view it as a charata, and then Beis Hillel, in fact, would say it's not a neder at all. Says Chizkiya, when did the Tanakhama say that in this case, it's mechayev him a mincha, even though it's a nonsensical statement? But let's say that if he said he's going to bring a mincha from ice cream, so then it's the same case as the case in Nazir that we just explained. Everybody knows you can't bring a mincha from ice cream. And therefore, there's been no way. The case of the Gemara is a mincha from hummus or a mincha from lentils. Everybody knows there's no such mincha. And therefore, that's the equivalent of saying I'm a Nazir from ice cream. So if he would have said, Amar mincha mina adashim, then he wouldn't be able to explain his words, which means that Chizkiya is going the same understanding as Rabbi Yochanan. He's going with that understanding that the Mishnah is not Beit Shammai, it's Beit Hillel, and the reason that he's chayiv in the mincha is because he was explaining that what he meant was an honest mistake, and he would have brought a normal mincha, and therefore we say that if a guy says that after making a statement that we know he didn't think was a mistake, because nobody believes a mincha can be brought from ice cream, so in that case he would not be chayiv at all. That means that we don't go like Beit Shammai. So in other words, Chizkiya is saying, we wouldn't say that we would take the Tchilas Dvarav and say he's chayev in a mincha anyway. We would say, oh, so then lo nadar kiderech ha-mitnadvim. Okay? So, gentlemen, let's just review this one more time. We have two totally different approaches to the mincha, to the Mishnah. The mincha that you're chayev, according to our first approach, the Tanakhama is basically Beit Shammai. And Beit Shammai says, look, if a person tries to change his mind when it comes to a neder of Hagdash, he can't. And therefore, the first thing he says, Harei alai mincha, that's it. We don't care about the rest of what you said, because the rest of what you said was just an attempt to get out of it. We know what you're trying to do. Sneaky, sneaky. But it makes no difference, because you were already mechayev yourself in a mincha. And once you're chayev in that mincha, you're going to bring that mincha, buddy. That's Beit Shammai's approach, and that's the first approach that we had to the Tanakhama. But now, we actually have Rabbi Yochanan's approach, and Chizkiya's approach, and says, no, that's not the point. The point is that if it's a reasonable error, and it's something that he may very well have made a mistake about, and to bring from Saorin is not such a crazy mistake. It would be to bring from ice cream, that would be a crazy mistake. And to bring it from lentils, that would be a crazy mistake. Everybody knows a mincha is brought from grain and not from kitniot. And therefore, in that case, we would say, if you can say that what you said was an error and you never would have said it, had you realized it, you would have just made a normal neder. So then we don't view it as trying to get out of the neder and having charata betoch kedei dibur. If we would, then you can change your mind betoch kedei dibur, and we would not be mechayev you a neder. But if the person said, no, I made a real mistake, and it's reasonable to say that he made a real mistake, so then without coming on to Beit Shammai that you can't change your mind and that betchilas dvarav adam nitfas, no. Just because we understand that the man was not trying to get out of his neder, in which case he made a neder. So that neder is mechayev him. Two totally different approaches. Now, the question is that the next mimer that we had here of Chizkiya, where he was going according to Rabbi Yochanan, right? It's a complete contradiction to what he said before. I don't understand. Before, when he said he was explaining the Tanakhama, so he said, come on, Armel Shmai, today, he was going to Beit Shammai. Right? He said, Beit Shammai, it's going to Beit Shammai, it's because of Tvos Lashon Rishon. So if that's the pshat in the Mishnah, so then What's the difference whether he said ice cream or whether he said barley? Whatever he said, it's the same thing, because according to Beit Shammai, the issue has nothing to do with whether we thought he was trying to get out of his net or not. The issue has to do with how to read the words that the person said. And according to Beit Shammai, the moment that he said, Hare Alai Mincha, we ignore everything else because that was already Mechayev him. And I couldn't care less about whether he said ice cream and he was therefore clearly trying to change his mind, or whether he said barley, in which case maybe he made a mistake. It's irrelevant. He was Mechayev himself right at the beginning. That's what Chizkiah said. Now, how the heck could Chizkiah all of a sudden now come along and say that it makes a difference whether he said ice cream or whether he said barley? So that makes no sense. You're right, says the Gemara. Obviously, it makes no sense. It's clear that Chizkiah changed his mind, Hodarbe, and he realized that there would not be a way to explain the Mishnah according to Beit Shammai. Why? I don't understand. Well, was there something? Nobody talked to him about this. Was there something that he suddenly saw in the Mishnah that forced him to change his mind about how to understand the Mishnah? So my time, Hodarbe. Oh, my Rava, because the Mishnah, the language of the Mishnah, made no sense to him. Because he suddenly realized, why would the Mishnah say that the person said, Arei alai mincha min ha-sa'orin, if you could have said a much bigger chiddush? You could have said, Arei alai mincha min ha-ice cream, lisnei min ha-adashim. Because the truth is, to Beit Shammai, even if he had said ice cream, it would have been exactly the same thing, because according to Beit Shammai, remember, you can't change your mind. And when it comes to kachim, so there would be no takana tokhidei dibur. So that would mean he's trying to get out of his netter, and therefore we will go according to the first words that he said. If the Mishnah had to say a case that was not that outrageous, and it was reasonable that there would be a difference, because he really could have thought that it was about a mincha could be brought from Sa'orim, then obviously it must be going according to Beit Hillel, who limits the din in the Mishnah to where he explains that he made an honest error, and if it was ice cream, we wouldn't believe it was an honest error. So I made a mistake, says Chizkiah. In fact, now I realize that it makes more sense to say that the Mishnah is going according to Beit Hillel, because it could have said a much bigger chiddush according to Beit Shammai. It could have talked about a mincha from ice cream. So therefore, masnis and kashite, my ari datani mincha min ha-sa'orin, couldn't I have said something even more dramatic? A guy wants to bring a mincha from ice cream, so listening min ha-adashim, ela shmamina, clearly. The meaning in the Mishnah is because the guy can claim that he made an honest mistake, and that's why the netter is a good netter, because he was never trying to change his mind. So now I realize that he made a mistake by Sa'orim, but by Adashim, nobody would make a mistake about ice cream or Adashim. I must have made a mistake. And therefore, the Tanakama has got to be Beit Hillel, and he's talking about a case where he can claim that he made an honest mistake. Reb Yochanan Amar? No, not true. The Mishnah means whatever the mistake was, even if he said ice cream, afilu mina adashim. What? Oh, no. Now Reb Yochanan is contradicting himself. This is crazy when everybody's changing their mind. But before Reb Yochanan said, excuse me, Reb Yochanan was the one who said that the Mishnah is like Beit Hillel. And Beit Hillel is based on the fact that the guy can claim he made an error, right? Beit Hillel mishum detoyu. And therefore, I understand that if he said it was barley, that he could have made that kind of error, but not if he said it was ice cream. So how all of a sudden did Rabbi Yochanan change his mind, and now he's ready to say even ice cream? Adashim lo toy. So why did he change his mind? No, he didn't change his mind. Rabbi Yochanan was addressing Chizkiah. He wasn't addressing the Tanakhama. He was saying to Chizkiah, look, Chizkiah, why'd you change your mind? I mean, I'm very happy that you changed your mind and now you see the Mishnah the way I see the Mishnah, but there was no need for you to change your mind. Because look, at my time, why did you change your mind? Because since the Tanakhama could have said a much bigger chiddush, he could have talked about ice cream. And instead, he only talked about the case of Sa'orim. So you're saying, oh, So he should have said the bigger Kiddush. So Bishum Deloka Tani Min Hadashim. But you're wrong. You shouldn't have changed your mind. If you don't agree with me, stick to your guns, buddy. I'll tell you why that's not even a problem. Because maybe the Tanakama is Beit Shammai, and he's saying, lo mi boy. He's saying, not only in a case where the guy would have said from ice cream, where over there I would have said, look, if he said from ice cream, so he certainly was trying to change his mind, and therefore he is not able to change his mind, and therefore Tvos Lashon Rishon, and therefore he's chayev according to Beit Shammai, in a regular mincha. But even if he did have a basis to make a mistake, and maybe he wasn't trying to change his mind, in which case this would not have been a charata, the ikalamim amitu de katoi. And you would have thought, okay, in such a case, if he's making an honest mistake, so then maybe even Beit Shammai would agree that, okay, if he made a mistake, so then it was a neder b'taut. No, even in this case, Tvos Lashon Rishon. But you had no need to change your mind. That would be the point. And that we're going to assume that this was actually a real attempt to take away from his neder, and therefore you could still understand that the Mishnah said this case, Aliba de Beit Shammai, not Aliba de Beit Hillel. Okay, so now we have a different understanding of the secondary discussion between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Ze'iri. Ze'iri says, listen, I think there's a point that everybody's missing over here. There's a language issue. Okay, how did you, there's two ways of saying a mincha from Seorim. You could say, Hare alai mincha mina Seorim, or you could say, Hare alai minchat Seorim. Now, if you say minchat Seorim, then you can't possibly separate the word mincha from the Seorim. You can't say, okay, there's two separate statements. The guy said, Hare alai mincha, and then he tried to change his mind, and he said Seorim. Because if he said Minchat Seorim, so then it's obviously, it's a possessive. It's all one thing. So it's a description of what the Mincha is from the beginning. So therefore, if he never said Mincha, and instead he said Minchat, or if he didn't say the word mincha, he just said, Arei alai mina Seorim, then he never was mechayev himself in the regular mincha. So you've got to have that statement that is something you can base the chiyuv of the mincha on. If you don't have a clear-cut statement that I am chayev a mincha, you can't be mechayev the guy a mincha out of nowhere. That's how I understand it. Now, Reb Nachman was saying over what Ze'iri just said. And Ezvei Rav or Reb Nachman, the Mishnah doesn't say that. Because look at the cases in the Mishnah. In the next cases we had, if a guy said Kemach, he still has to bring Solet. Now, what do you mean if he said Kemach? Are you telling me he said Mincha? He didn't say Mincha, he just said Kemach, right? So my love, the lo omar mincha. He never said the word mincha, and afal pikein, that Tanakama is still saying you're going to have to bring a mincha from Solet. Yes, says Reb Nachman. No, of course not. It means, I mean, the Mishnah doesn't have to spell it out every time, does it? If it says Kemach, he meant that the guy had said, I am chayev to bring a mincha from Kemach. That's what it means. Well, what about the next kids? Hare alai below Shemen Alavona. Yavi Shemen Alavona. I mean, I'm assuming that means he never said mincha, and that's good for the Kiddush, no? Nah, please, of course he said mincha. Hare alai mincha below Shemen. And that's all he meant. Well, what about the next case? Arayalai the chatzi yisaron, yavi yisaron shalem. It doesn't say he said mincha in that case, did he? And afal pi kein, you're chayev to bring a holy saron? Nah, he said mincha. Huh. So then if that's the case, I knew you were going to say that, obviously. And I'm leading up to my killer question. Here's my killer question. The last piece, which says, Ema Seifa. The last piece says, Isaron umechza yavishnai. The guy said, I'm going to bring a re'alai minchat, Isaron umencha. I'm not sure what he said, but it says in the Mishnah, Isaron umechza. Now, you're going to tell me Now, what he really said was, Harelai mincha isaron, right? Umechza. And therefore, he has to bring two menachas. Now, let's try to figure out how that worked, okay? Because you're saying the moment he said, Harelai mincha, he was going to be mechayev himself in the regular mincha. But what about the mechza? He didn't say, Harelai mincha mechza isaron. So where was the word mincha that was mechayev in the second mincha? I gotcha now. Because over here, he definitely only said mincha once. I mean, even according to you, you're not going to throw in two minchas in the middle there, are you? So how was he mechayev himself two separate minchas isaron? So obviously, you don't build it on the word mincha. You build it on the assumption of what the person was trying to say. You thought you were going to get away with this, right? You're going to laugh me off at every stage. I knew where you were going. So therefore, we now see clearly that kiva di omar mincha. So then he was chayev yisaron. But then if he said, harelai chatzi yisaron without the word mincha, you're saying there was no way to be mechayev in the second mincha. So how is he chayev? Lo klum karmi. Didn't say anything according to you. All right. So you know what? This last piece we'll have to say, I'll tell you. He said, Hare alai mincha chatzi yisaron v'yisaron. Apparently, the Mishnah doesn't mean a 1.5 yisaron. What he said was, I'm going to bring a mincha v'chatzi yisaron and an yisaron. That's what he said. So the moment he said mincha, he was chayev himself the first yisaron. And when he said chatzi yisaron, that was a meaningless statement. So lav kum karma. Then when he says again yisaron, so then he has to bring another yisaron because that is a standard net. So we use his first losh risha of the mincha. His chatzi yisaron is meaningless. And then when he says his next letter, so to speak, hare alai yisaron, he has to bring that yisaron as a mincha. Well, if that's the case, and it's talking about that he said it in this unusual way, so then why does Rabbi Shimon say your potter? In what sense was it lohit nadev kiderech hamitnadvim? Am I? If you're saying that the issue is that the Tanakhama goes according to Beit Shammai, and the man said, Hare alai mincha, and it would only work if he said, Hare alai mincha. Are you trying to tell me that if a man makes a neder, Hare alai mincha, that's not kiderech hamitnadvim? What are you talking about? Why is it shalo kiderech hamitnadvim? The way I understand it, if a guy says, Hare alai mincha, he's got to bring a mincha. And the way Zairi is explaining this, the only Tanakhama that we found is where a guy said, Hare alai mincha. So what's Beit Hillel shouldn't have said what he said, that it's not kederach mitnadvin. It's 100% kederach mitnadvin. Omar Rava, because the real meaning of Beit Hillel is not those words themselves. The real meaning of Beit Hillel is of Rabbi Shimon is not just that it's the question of whether it's Beit Hillel or Beit Shammai. It's that the real meaning of Rabbi Shimon is that the person, when he made that statement, has made a total statement. And Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Af pigmar dvarav adam nitfas. And therefore, we need to see a statement that a person makes as a holistic statement that is supposed to mean something. And therefore, if you take this as a holistic statement, you can say, this guy's not talking sense. He's saying that he's going to bring a mincha of Sa'orim. Never heard of such a thing. And therefore, it's not considered to be a neder at all. And so, throughout all the cases of the Mishnah. And now comes this very important moment in which af bigmar dvarav adam nitfas, and therefore we have the closing words of Sir Richard today, and it means if he doesn't do them properly, he's nitfas, af bigmar dvarav, no matter how much he did before, right? We can grab him by the end. So make sure you do it. Yeah, do it right, Rich.
Zuk de heilige Mishnah.
Boy, you just slid by
what,
by
S?
Oh, man, you slid by, literally.
Oh, my God,
I don't even want to say it. Mitnadev Adam, Mincha Shel Shishim Yisaron. Now we're finally getting to that sugya that we have referenced so many times in our famous Gavi rule of Kol HaRoeh LeBila, Ein Bila Ma'akevet Bo, Bekosha Ein HaRoeh LeBila, Bila Ma'akevet Bo. All of that comes from this Mishnah and its following Gemara. A person can only bring a mincha of 60 Yisaron in one kli. But if he goes beyond 60 Yisaron, he can't bring one kli of 60 Yisaron. So you can go up to 60 Yisaron and be mevi bekli echad. But if a guy says, imama re'al ha-shishim ve'achad, he's only able to bring as a maximum in one kli 60 out of that 61, and the other one is going to have to be as a separate mincha in another kli. Now, this was obviously a given. Now we're going to have a discussion. So apparently there was such a kabbalah. We're going to have a discussion about what's the logic behind this. So the Tanakhama says, the logic is because a tzibur is maybe biyom tov arishon shachag, shachar liyot b'shabbat. Think about what is the busiest day of the year ever, in terms of the number of minachot nisachim that you're going to have to bring, which is Sukkot, first day of Sukkot, if it comes out on a Shabbos, because you never have those numbers of karbonas to bring, and not just karbonas, man, but parim, because remember on Sukkot, we bring the shivim parim, and we start on the first day with 13 parim. Oh my gosh, parim themselves, each par needs 3 isronot. So just from the parim alone, you've already got 39, oh my goodness, from 39 isronot from your 13 parim, right? Now, besides that, you've also got 14 kvasim every single day, right? Each one of those kvasim requires 1 isaron. So that adds 14 to your 39. Besides that, you've got Shnei Elim, and each aisle needs Shnei Isronot, so that's another 4. Now, besides that, you said it's Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, you've got the Shnei Kvasim of the Musaf of Shabbos, which is another 2. And every single day, of course, has the regular 2 Kvasim, one in the morning and one in the evening, for the Tamid Shashacha and Tamid Shabin Arbaim. So basically, you've got 39 and 14 and another 4 for the Elim and 2 for the Shabbos, Musaf, and 2 for the Tamid, gives you a grand total of 61. And since it is not very tsanua for a yochid to go around competing with the whole tzibur, so we say, look, this is the max. You are just a yachid. We're not going to let you go into competition with the tzibur. You bring a maximum of 60. You're not going to outdo the entire Klal Yisrael in bringing one giant mincha. Says Rabbi Shimon, that's ridiculous. That's crazy. That wasn't brought in one kli, as you know perfectly well. You're not even allowed to mix the various minachas with one another. And in a case, if you mix kvasim with parim or elim, you mamish pasul it, remember? Because you have a different ratio of oil to soet. The parim and elim are the same ratio. So you have the 3 to 6, or you have the 2 to 4. But when it comes to the keves is a much bigger ratio. You have a 1 to 1 relationship. So you can't mix them, and if you did, it would be pasul, we read before. So what are you talking about? Hello, elu leparim, elu lekvasim, and they're certainly not mixed with one and the other. Einam nivlalim zemize. So therefore, I'll tell you what the reason must be for this din. The reason is because you cannot properly mix it. Ela achishim yecholim liyibaleil. Now, this is a question of whether, is this dependent on the shita that we had before? Remember that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said that if you bring multiple Esronim, you can only bring one Lug Shemen. No matter how many Esronim you have, you bring one Lug Shemen. So that's the way some understand it. Rashi says, Beferish, no, this is not going only according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. If you hold like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, so then okay, this sort of makes sense. If you're going to be putting in so much dry solet and only one Lug Shemen, there's a limit to how far that Lug Shemen is going to be able to saturate into all of that solet. And that would be the simple meaning of it. Up to 60 esronot, you can get everything a little bit moistened by the oil. But beyond that, there's simply not enough oil to go around. However, as I say, that's not the way Rashi and many Rishonim understand it. It has nothing to do with the proportion of oil. It has to do with the mechanics of mixing. And the idea over here is, I don't care how much oil you have, if you go beyond 60 esronot in one container, then you simply cannot mechanically mix it properly. You've got to be able to have more space, and therefore one of it is going to have to be put into another container. That's okay. So that would mean that up till there, Elam is Nivlolim. But this, Ad Shishim, Yecholim Libalel. More than that, not. So they tie it to Rabbi Shimon. Does that make sense? 60 is Nivlolin. 61 makes such a difference. One extra one makes such a difference that it's not Nivlal. Amalem, what kind of childish question is that? Kol midot chachamim kein. Everything that the chachamim say is like this. Look, a person can be tovel in 40 saw, right? One amma by one amma by three amot. I mean, this is based on a median, right? So we're saying if you take the norm, a person of norm of the median height is going to be tovel in one by one by three. So you're telling me that that amount of water, which is 40 sa, if it's missing a tiny little bit, right, it's missing just a quarter tov. So a quarter tov is one out of 64 of a lug, right? That's a lug. A lug is 1/24 of a sa. And you've got 40 saws. So you're telling me if you're missing this thimbleful, then the guy can't possibly cover himself with water. So you're going to say that's crazy. Maybe it is crazy, but that's the meaning of a shear. The shear is definitive. And therefore, if it's barbaim saw chaser kurtav, indeed, eno yocholit fol behem. Why don't you go and shout about that? And there's more to it than this, because there's a beautiful early Braita. You can see from the way the language of this Braita is the early language. This question was put in front of Rabbi Yehuda bar Abiloi. How do we know that given? Where did it come from that you cannot put more than 60 in one container? Potach, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, Rosh Hamidabrim b'chol makom. So this is, of course, based on the Gemara of Shabbos. Remember, where the Romans elevated Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, since he said nice things about Rome, so they made him the Rosh Hamidabrim. So he opened the resolution of this question, and he said, Shekein matzinu tzibur meviim biyom tavarishon shachag shachal lihiyot b'shabbat shishim ve'achad. Well, a yachid, it's good enough for a yachid to be a little bit less than the tzibur. Don't you think, what is this hubris of trying to outdo a tzibur or equal a tzibur? That's why. Dayo le'achid sheyifchot min tzibur echad. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon. That's not the reason. Hello, Elu Parim Ve'elim, Ve'elu Kvasim. And Parim Ve'elim have a different ratio of oil to solet than Kvasim have. And therefore, you can't mix them because Elu B'lilatan Ava, Ve'elu B'lilatan Raka. Some have a thicker and some have a thinner Belila. And the Keves has much more oil per solet. So, and besides, you're talking about mixing the Tumid Shel Shachar with the Tumid Shel Ben Arbaim. I mean, one's in the morning and one's in the late afternoon. It's crazy. And on Nivlalim Yizalzas, how are they ever going to be put into one container? That's not the reason. Okay. So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Gilo immediately realizes he made a mistake. So he says to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, okay, you tell us. So Amar Lo Emorata. Amar Lahem. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, like in our Mishnah, Harehu Omer V'chol Mincha B'lulav Hashem V'chareva. Kvar Amra Torah. Chol Mincha is defined as B'lula B'shemen. You have to bring a mincha that is at least yecholá leyibalel. It's got to be potentially mixable. And if it's more than shishim, it's not mixable. Amr lo, does that make sense? It's mixable if it's 60, but if it's 61, it's not mixable. Amr lo, kol midot chachamim kenu. And here, Rabbi Shimon brings a lot of examples for this rule. So first he brings what he brought in the Mishnah. Ba'arba'im sa'ahu tovel. Ba'arba'im sa'ah chaser kurta ve'noga cholidval. A kibetza. Metame tumas ochri. Why does it, the shear of tumas ochri, a kibetza? Because it says, mikola ochel asher ye'achel, right? So that is how much food can fit into your mouth at one time, into the beta blia. That's where we learn it from. So you're telling me, that if it's missing one tiny bit, then it's not going to fill your mouth. Does that make sense? Yes, apparently yes. If it's a kibetz, a chaser shum shum, if it's one sesame less, then it's not going to be metame to masochle. Or a piece of material, which is 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, that is able to be metame to mas midras because you can sit on it. But if it's less than that, you're not going to fit your rear end on it. I mean, come on. What is that supposed to mean? And yet, if it's choser nima achat, it's not going to be metame midras. So there too, it's all about your ability to sit. That's where we learn it. And now the Chachomi defined that as a particular shiur, just like they did with the how much mortar you need to be teivel. And therefore, don't ask me childish questions if this is the whole meaning of a shiur. Okay, so then they asked Rabbi Shimon another question, and this is the question that led to the famous Gavi rule. V'chi ein nivlalim. Who cares if it mixes or not? Remember the Mishnah said before, im lo balau kasher. It doesn't matter if you mix. It don't mix. A big deal, so it can't mix. Ha! Omar Rabbi Gavi, I'm Rabbi Zera. Kol haroi levila, that's the deal. If theoretically you could mix it, then you don't have to actually mix it for it to be kosher. And therefore the bila is not ma'akevet bo. But if it isn't roi levila, kosher no roi levila, their bila is ma'akevet bo. And therefore the basis of this whole idea that you can't go beyond 60 is because of this actual point. Is it okay if we go a little weiter, even though it's Friday? Okay, good. Now, he said that kol midot chachomim are like this, right? So let's talk about one of the midot chachomim where they actually tried to make a measurement. Omer Rabbi Vivi, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It once was a story where a mule in Beis Rebbe died, and Pirda Achash of Beis Rebbe Shemita, and a lot of blood had oozed out of this mule. So they wanted to see if there was a Revius Dam. If there was a Revius Dam, then it would be Metame bin Avela. Masid Revius Barbisna. How can you say that a Revius Dam would have been Metame? Heid Rabbi Yeshua ben Betera, al Dam Nevelot, that Dam Nevelot is Torah. And the Torah was never Metame Dam Nevelot to be a Nevela. The Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Betera, I'll tell you an actual Maisa, that it once happened that the Romans were Nocharina Rodiot La Arayot. they were once cutting open these arods, which are the type of wild donkey, and they were cutting them open to feed them to lions in one of their crazy Roman amphitheaters. And this was in Barnea's neighborhood. It was in the Sratya Shelmelech. And it happened that all of the Eilei Regolim had to pass through there. This was part of the Barnea tour in Rome. And they had to march through all the way up to their ankles in blood, right? And Velomru Endavar, nobody said anything to them when they got to Yerushalayim. You're all Tamei Nevela because you were wading through this blood. So you see that I'm right. Blood of a Nevela is not Metamei. So what are you saying, Rav Bivi? What kind of crazy story is that, that they were measuring the blood in Rebbe's house? Why would they measure the blood if it's not Metamei? So Rav Bivi had nothing to say. He shut up. Amalei Rebbe Zreika. Rebbe, you know you could have answered him. Why didn't you answer him? What's with you, man? Amalei, I'm supposed to be able to answer? Me? And you expect me probably to give shiurim and to be writing up things and to listen to Shmu when he comes out and tells you that there's a shiur on Thursday night for Pesach Sheni and so on and so forth. Me? Do you understand that I cannot be expected to do anything? Hechi ahadela. Don't you know what Rabbi Chanin said? That for Ahoyu, this, by the way, is another maisa in the Yerushalmi. Where the same thing happens, and where he gave him a kick under the table. He says, what are you kicking me for? It was the same answer. You're expecting me to be normal? How can I be normal? If Rabbi Chanin said that the meaning of the klala, v'hoyu chayecha tuluyim lecha mineged, upacharta laila v'yoman, v'lo tamin b'chayecha, these are three madrigas. You see your life hanging in the balance, and you're frightened night and day, and you're not even sure of the moment of life. What are those three madrigas? So, that's somebody who Nebuch has got to buy his grain every year. He doesn't own any land. And so his life hangs in the balance. What about if next year there's no food available and Trump puts on some kind of tariffs or there's some kind of Hormuz Straits where we can't get our food? Who knows? I may starve to death next year. So he's never sure of his life, which is hanging in the balance. If he's got his own land and he's growing his own potatoes, at least he's an Irishman. So that's the Tuluyin Lachami Neged. And the next Madrega, you're terrified day and night. That's a guy who needs to buy his food once a week, and he can't get more than that. And then when it says, Lo ta'amin b'chayecha, that's a guy who goes into the bakery in the morning and hopes that there'll be something to eat. So he's basically sitting there thinking, oh, what if today the shelves are bare, and that's the end of the food? Now, I want you to know, Ahu Gavra, that poor guy that you're claiming is supposed to be able to give an answer to this question, he buys his bread daily from the bakery. So obviously, I don't have a life. I sit here worried, Yomam Valaila, and you expect me to give an intelligent answer to a question? Get out of here, man. I'm lucky if I can breathe. Okay. So my Havila. Okay, but what's really the answer? I mean, come on. He obviously thought that Rav Bibi would have been able to give an answer. Omar Rav Yosef, yes, there is obviously an answer because it was not even a problem. Rav Yehuda, he was the Moriana de Venesiahavin in the house of the Nasi. So he was the one who gave all of the Piskei Halachas, and that was going according to his Shita, and he was the one who paskined in the Beis Hanasi. And Rabbi Yehuda was paskining Kishmaitate. His Shita rejected what it was that we learned before, that it's not Metame under any circumstances. The Tanya, where do we see that? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, there are Shish Advare Mikulei Beit Shammai Umichumrein Beit Hillel. One of them is that Dam Nevelot, it's only Beit Shammai who's Metayer, the Dam Nevelot. But Beit Hillel is mitameh. And what is the shear of that tuma? Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, af kishetimu Beit Hillel. When Beit Hillel said that the dam is tameh, they didn't say any amount of dam is tameh. Thou timu elaber viit, hoyil liacholik rosh v'lamod al kizayit. Since if you have a reviat of dam, and it now is allowed to congeal, when it congeals into the equivalent of a solid kizayit. Therefore, the dam of a shiur of a reviat is the equivalent of the kizayit basar of the nevela, and it's mitame. And that explains why they were measuring the blood of the dead mule in the Beis Rebbe.